This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. That's for sure. And look, I know there's a number of you out there on the road headed to your favorite muzzleloader stand, whether that's a box blind or a climbing tree stand or a ladder. Or maybe you've got one of your children with you or a neighbor or somebody. Maybe there's a couple of you hunting together in the same woods on the same lease or wherever it might be. Well, if you're within the sound of my voice, I'd like to talk to you about your muzzleloader hunt today. I'd like to ask if you've been out earlier this week, the last 2 days of the early muzzleloader season, and if you've seen any deer and how it's been out there. So give us a call here. The number is very simple to remember. It's our call letters and our station location on the dial, and that's 410-922-6680, or translated the way I just said it is WCBM 680. You're listening to WCBM 680 here on your radio, and if you've tuned in, we're more than glad to take your call anytime you'd like to call us this morning. And that number again is 410-922-6680. Or you can call us on the 800 line, 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. I'd like to hear about your hunt. I'd like to hear about your scent strategy. I'd like to hear about your muzzleloader, your selection of your bullets and power and that type of powder and whatever you're using, what your strategies are as far as, you know, what are you using any, as I mentioned, scent? I know, you know, cover scent or attractant scent or what you're doing out there. Come on, give us a call. I'd like to hear from you. 410-922-6680. Well, guess what? Today is also is the first day of the first bear season in the state of Florida in 20 years. 20 years. They have a population of about 3,500 bears in Florida. There are several areas where the population is more so than others, and Florida wildlife officials have sold more than 3,200 permits to hunters from all over. Ted Nugent is one of those, and Lisa Pretty is a rancher and a Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission member who voted to approve the new hunts. So those two notable personalities have permits to take a bear in Florida. Well, that's a good thing, I guess. There seems to be a fair abundance of bears in Florida. And the state's going to allow those 3,200 permits to take 320 bears, thinking that there will only be a success ratio of about 1 in 10 if they meet their maximum. So we'll see where that happens. Of course, protesters have raised their voices in protest, and one of them, a fellow by the name of Major Jarman, he's 43 years old. He's standing on a downtown Gainesville street corner amid a couple dozen protesters, and he says, "I see bears on my family's land, and they've been more scared of me than the other way around." And pretty interesting. By the way, everything is allowed to take these bears: shotguns, bows, pistols, revolvers, and crossbows. So you're not allowed to use bait, not allowed to use dogs, and you must only take a bear that weighs 100 pounds and sows that don't have cubs present. So you can't. You've got to check in your bear at one of 33 stations where each hunter I must record their bear within 12 hours, and penalties for violating bear hunting rules range from $50 to $500 and 60 days in prison. So that's pretty interesting for somebody to serve prison time for a wildlife violation. But that's okay. That is okay. Of course, Ted Nugent weighed in. He said he told the Orlando Sentinel that he'll be hunting on private land in southwest Florida, and that Pretty, who's the wildlife commissioner, said she won't hunt. She only bought the permit to support the program. So that's very interesting. There's all kinds of, on both sides, like we've had here in Maryland over the years, especially at the beginning. But here we are on the eve of our bear hunt, which starts on Monday. I'll be leaving tomorrow for Garrett County. And hunting on private property in Garrett County, and looking forward to heading out to Western Maryland and get to have a reunion with my old hunting buddy. So that sounds like a plan. I haven't been out there to the farm to hunt for 5 years when I drew the last permit in 2010, and it's going to be an enjoyable time whether we see a bear or not. So that's where we're at. Any calls? We'd love to take them. Talk about the muzzleloader season. Talk about the bear hunt in Florida, first time in 20 years. Talk about the Maryland bear season coming up. I've run into several people that have also pulled permits and will be up in the area. Maybe we'll be able to touch base with them. If you're going up, give us a call here. And you want to chat when we're out in Garrett County or wherever you are out in Western Maryland, I'd be glad to do that with you, too. While we're all out there in pursuit of the Maryland black bear. So, have any of you in the audience taken a bear in the past? Anytime, anywhere. Black bear, grizzly bear, polar bear, brown bear, Russian brown bear. Give us a call here, and we'd love to hear from you. I'm trying to text somebody while I'm trying to keep the show going on the air here, because I forgot to do that earlier, and I probably should have done that in about a half hour ago. And we will see if that person is interested in calling the show. We have a personality in town who is on a successful, so far, sika deer hunt for TV. TV, that's right. Very successful hunt, as a matter of fact. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll call, maybe they won't. But we do have a caller on the line right now. By the way, we're giving a muzzleloader away today. Well, not today. We're giving a muzzleloader away this week. We'll give it away next week. And all you have to do to get in the muzzleloader contest is simply call in, leave your phone number, and then go on the air with me. Brian will take your name, your number, write it down on a little form that we have for the muzzleloader contestants, and we'll take your phone call. Doesn't have to be much. You can just say hi. Give us a call, 410-922-6680. Hey, Bill in Westminster, how you doing, old buddy?
Hey, I'm fine. How you, Alan?
Are you in a stand yet or headed that way?
No, I'm headed that way. I'm headed to Silver Run this morning.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. You got a new property, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty good, 50 acres. Pretty good deer have been taken off of there.
Good.
But I've been out there a couple times this week and
did a little scouting, huh?
No, I saw a couple of those a button buck.
Yeah,
but I'm holding off for a nice buck. And next week is doe only. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, starting Monday is all doe only till Saturday. Yes.
How about you? No luck?
No luck at all. I mean, listen, I had a beautiful day in the woods. Midday, I took a nice little nap, and normally I don't do that, but I've been going strong all week. And I just traveled up to my favorite haunt, my favorite stand in Cecil County. And I was it was very interesting because I was ticking off the deer that we've taken out of that stand. And somebody, you know, wanted to know where I was hunting, and I texted them and that type of thing. I got to thinking back over the years, out of that one stand between Jacob and I, we've taken 8 different bucks.
Wow. Wow, that's good.
Yeah, out of that one stand.
That's a lot of bucks.
It is. It is. And, I mean, the farm is, I've taken every stand but one that I've hunted out of on that farm. I've taken a nice buck and can't, and some, you know, multiples. And I can't complain about any of the stands. But, you know, how it goes. Over the years, you get adapted into one or two or another stand, you know, and that type of thing. And you like certain places in certain ways. So that's what we do. So,
well, I just walked outside. It's a pretty cold morning.
It's a very nippy morning, that's for sure. Yep.
Yeah, so maybe get some deer movement this morning.
Well, they were already moving. There were two in my yard. When I walked out my front door, there was one about 5 yards from my front door in my little garden patch there in front of the door. And she bounced out into the driveway and stood there about 10 yards while I talked to her. Stood there almost a minute and never ran. I mean, put her tail up and walked into the yard and... I guess that's where they were when I left this morning, but it was kind of interesting.
Are you going back out this afternoon?
Yes, Jacob and I are going this afternoon. Yep.
Well,
we know what's on the property, and we've gotten some trail camera pictures and seen some deer, so we know that there's a couple good ones up there. But I want to know if they're going to be responding to scent today, especially doe and estrus. So.
Well, you know, I did see a deer. It looked like it might have been this little spike.
Uh-huh.
I grunted to it.
Yeah.
It definitely heard me.
Yeah.
But it just kept walking.
Yeah, so. I got you. So good. Oh, we were out archery hunting last Friday, Jacob and I, and we had was it Saturday? It was Saturday, I guess. And I can't remember what day it was. They all run together anymore. But I told him, yeah, it was Friday. I told him, when you see a deer on your feet, let me know because I want to grunt. I don't want to grunt blind and have and not know.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
And I started to grunt, and we had some young buck sent out there, and we did have one buck come into almost within range, but apparently the rack on the decoy was a little too much for that guy to take. And he stopped dead and looked at it and kind of, I want to mess with this guy. So,
okay,
all right, buddy. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. See ya.
Goodbye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Frank in Chestertown. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good morning, buddy. How you been?
Hey, man. How are you?
All right. We're getting ready to step from the vehicle onto the farm property.
Okay.
Wanted to chat with you for a moment.
Well, I'm glad you did. How you been?
Oh, very well.
Good.
Life is good. Al just turned 60.
Oh, man. Well, you're behind me by a year.
Yeah. But for people that aren't that old, you don't know what it takes, the struggles, the strains to get that far. And it's like, when you hit 60, you look back and it's like, wow, look what I did.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. But, you know, it's very interesting that it's the old guys. When I go into the Royal Farms or one of these convenience stores on my way to the hunting grounds, I look in there and it's a lot of guys my age and your age. And I go, where are the young guys? You know? They're out there in a waterfowl. I mean, waterfowl season, stores overrun with young guys in their 20s and 30s and that type of thing. But, you know, the deer hunting guys, I'm not sure, man. I'm really not sure, you know?
Yeah, you're correct. It's like the youth aren't there like they used to be.
Nope, and it's our fault.
When I was young.
It's our fault. If we're not bringing somebody up in it, then, you know, it's our fault if it goes away.
You know, Rylan, I belong to that Isaac Walton group down there in Trap.
And, yeah.
It's a nature area, and we cannot get young people to join.
They're not joiners, are they?
Yeah, they're sitting home with the computers instead of walking a nature trail.
Yep, they're, yeah, that's true. You're right. Everything's online. Everything they need to know is at their fingertips on their phone.
I wanted to make a comment about the NRA and the Second Amendment in favor of, if you will. In lieu of all these shootings, I mean, we're all heartbroken over it, you know, to say the least. But, you know, like the NRA magazine, the American Hunter and the American Rifleman, I think it's called.
Yeah.
When you first open it up, there's about 10 or 12 stories right in the front that tell about the 81-year-old lady who had two thugs break into their house in the morning.
Yep.
And she shot them both.
Yep.
And where would she have been if she didn't have that gun?
Well, of course. Absolutely. Yep.
So I wanted to throw that out there so that the public has, I want to assume, a more complete understanding of the necessity.
Right. I got it. You got it. You just
Al.
You just said it.
Yeah.
So.
Love what you do, man. We're getting ready to step from the car.
All right. Well, go enjoy your day, buddy, and have a good time, okay?
Let's play it on a spring turkey hunt now.
things are a little better. Okay.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks. See you.
All right, buddy.
Bye bye. There he goes, Frank. Matt. Good morning. How are you, Matt?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Living a dream. How about yourself?
Can't complain. I'm away to the stand in Parkville.
Okay.
And thought I'd call up and talk a little bear hunting. You wanted to know you've been up to Quebec.
I've been to Quebec, but I've been to New Brunswick.
Okay.
That's where I've taken my bears. Yep.
You know, Alan, when you talk about the bear hunt, does this make any sense? You know, they got me a little scared up there to bring any home to eat it because of the trichinosis.
You know what? In Canada, that is a very big danger. Not so here in Maryland.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know the answer. I've seen the parasites in the bear meat up in Canada, and they do caution you about bringing it home.
So therefore, when you go out, you feel a little guilty taking. I do anyway.
Yes, exactly.
I feel a little guilty if you're not bringing it. You know what I mean? Bringing it.
I do. I do, and I've had friends who have tried to bring bear back from Canada, and they are always disappointed. Now, here's what you can do: the locals up there know that that it's okay, and you can make sure that the locals are aware that you're going to be giving some bear meat away.
That's what my guy, the last three times, told us, but I guess it still lingers in the back of my mind a little bit. But I will tell you what I did discover, Alan, is that since we only hunted bear in the afternoon, what I became a more fan of than the bear hunting was the walleye fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, we were camped out on the Miramichi River, and, I got to fish the Miramichi, and that was pretty cool. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Well, if you've never, being a guy that's never had walleye before, being introduced to that was...
What would you rather do, eat a nice Canadian walleye from the freshwater lakes up there, or eat a bear with the potential of getting trichinosis?
There you go.
Hey,
Al, when people bear hunt and they draw these permits, do they have, in Maryland, does it have to be done? Can you freelance?
What does that mean? No, you cannot. You have to have a permit. You have to apply for the permitting process and be drawn in the drawing. There were 4,700 people applied this year, and 500 permits were given. And then after you get your permit, you have the opportunity to allow two other people to go with you. But only one person can take a bear.
You can self-guide yourself. You don't have to.
Oh, yeah, you can self-guide. You don't have to go with a guide or anything else. I mean, if you want to go out to, if you want to go out to Allegheny State Forest and stake out a claim, you can do that. You know? Yeah, absolutely. I just happened to be blessed with, and that's what I did the first year I was drawn. But I had a friend who knew the area and who had done some bear studies for DNR and knew a good spot where we could see some bears and had, we saw plenty of sign out there. And we actually did bump one out going in the morning, and we heard it go. And later on verified that with tracks in the mud that weren't there before. So we were in the area.
You drew again, Al? Is that what you were saying?
I've drawn three times.
Okay.
I drew the second year. I drew in 2010, and I drew in 2015, and I just keep applying.
That's great.
But I've not seen a bear. In 2010, my landowner killed one on my permit, as my sub permittee, and I've got one sub permittee this year. So who knows what'll happen?
And one other thing, Al. Once again, all that money should go right back into they study them and the whole.
It does. Yes, it does. And we've got a study coming up here. The last time they did a study was a population study was 11. So we're due for one next year. I hope there's funding available to do that.
I gotcha.
Because what happens is they got to set up the bear traps, they got to collect the data, the biologists and the volunteers do that. The expense comes in to where they have to send these bear hairs away to be tested for DNA. Each sample has to have its own test to determine how many different bears hit each bait and how many bears are in an area. Give a sampling of how many bears are in each area, and then they extrapolate from there. From 2006 to 2011, the bear population in the two western counties nearly doubled.
Well, if I may say this, to plug the hunters, you know, how we are the ones that, bottom line, we fund these programs, and we're the people, why would we want to deplete the very resource we chase? Same thing with the deer and ducks. You
know, it's all about sustainability, but here's the problem. Right now, we're fighting a bunch of people when it comes to our deer population here in Maryland. The farmers and the Maryland Farm Bureau want all the deer killed. The Maryland Horse Council wants all the deer killed. Okay? You know, the hunters want a sustainable population. The farmers, are claiming they're eaten up by crop damage. In some areas, they might be. But the deer overpopulation, in my estimation, is in suburbia. And when you get out into the rural area, you might see some deer out there. But, you know, the farmers got to let these guys hunt. And if you've got a leash, you can't go after the biggest buck and say that's what you're there for. Man, there's three nice shooter bucks on the property, and that's what I'm going for. You need to manage that property. You need to take 15, 20 does off of that property to help that farmer and let them know that you're serious about helping them. And you got to figure out a way. You got to figure out a way to take care of those deer and donate the meat if you want to or have to help pay for it. The processing, and you know, get involved. Don't be a cheapskate, man. Don't be a cheapskate. This is your future. This is your kids' future if you want them to come up as hunters.
Well, Alan, here I am living in Powellsville, Maryland, and heading to Parkville, which is a rural, going from rural to suburbia.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I'm bow hunting, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So,
don't forget your orange, Matt.
I got it on them. I got a reversible hat today, Al, but I will tell you this. You know, the DNR, at least, I called you maybe last year, Al, and they
right.
did a little bad taste in my mouth over the deer situation because it seems to me Maryland is really blessed, and they act like it's almost an inexhaustible resource. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Well, let me help you out here, Matt, a little bit, okay? If you want to see DNR's position, the most current position, go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org.
Well, Alan, I wanted to ask you a question about that, too, before I go.
All right. Well, we're going to have to let you go here shortly to take a break, but go to that and take a look at our Hunting Summit summary. It's in the top right-hand corner of the homepage of the website. Click on that, and you will see that we brought 16 organizations together. And there's a segment in there on Sunday hunting, and there's an excerpt in there from the Deer Population Management Report. You know, the deer population in Maryland is declining. We only have 190-some thousand deer, according to DNR, which is down a lot. And, 20,000, 30,000 over the past couple of years. And we just know that some of the best management tools aren't being implemented across the state. And we're getting slammed everywhere because, like I said about people wanting all the deer killed, we don't want all the deer killed. We want sustainable population. But we want balance. We want a balance as hunters. We want a natural resources that is balanced, that has, sustainability simply means that we keep it at a certain level and it's able to maintain that level to allow us to pursue our interests afield. So go and look at that. But ask me about the coalition.
Coalition, real quick, Alan, you always ask questions. Let me ask you this question. If I belong to NRA and I pay the lifetime membership, what would, in your mind, be a sustainable amount that you would say, gee, you know, Matt's carried his weight for, you know, like a lifetime. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, we don't charge a membership yet.
I know, but if I'm going to have a voice, I mean, that's what you're looking for. I mean,
right.
Money talks and as far as lobbying, I know it costs money down there.
It does. It does. It costs a lot of money to hire a lobbyist and go to Annapolis and, you know, pay $10, $15 to park every day and everything that we do for the hunters in the 90-day season. You know, we're working on stuff now. We don't wait till the session comes in. We're working on stuff now. We're talking to
Absolutely.
People now. You know, and the summit was in September. We're working on issues as they come up. But and it's a year-round endeavor, and we pay our guy a year-round salary. But it's hard to put something on that, Matt. What's it worth to you? You know, I mean, here we are in Annapolis. You're you live in Pilesville. You're going to Parkville. We got Chuck over there in Hampstead calling in. We got Frank from Easton who's hunting in Chestertown. You know, you guys are all going out into your hunting territories. I go to Cecil County, Montgomery County. And you know what? In that 10 square block area in Annapolis is where all the laws are passed and where all the regulations are promulgated to that affects us. And guess what? That's our hunting territory, the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And if we could just
well, you
get
do, Alan, I got to tell you, I'm guilty as the rest as far as ambivalence. If that makes any sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And
I'll tell you
I
what.
I really want to get off my duff. You know what I mean?
Look, we're having Blazing Camo Day on Thursday, February 4th. Our hunters rally in Annapolis, where we can actually meet hunters, individual hunters can meet individual lawmakers, maybe from their district, and interact with them. And we would love to have a show of strength. You know, I saw a hunters rally in Germany, okay? 6,000 people in blaze orange showed up. 6,000.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is. What would happen to Annapolis if 250 of us showed up in blaze orange caps, or 500? Or 1,000. Imagine that. What that would look like in Annapolis.
You're pulling at the heartstrings, Alan.
Hey, buddy. Look. You can download the flyer. You can be active if you want. You can get a busload of your buddies together. You know, and come on down. It's February 4th. Go online, Maryland Hunting, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Download the Blazing Camo Day flyer. It has all the information on it. And bring the ladies, because we're going to have pink and camo day commemorative caps available for the ladies this year. Look, that's fastest growing segment of hunting in Maryland.
I have no doubt about it. My wife is meeting me down here this afternoon.
Sure.
So no doubt, I agree with you 100%. But I just want to say, Alan, thanks for the stellar work.
All right, buddy. Matt, thank you. We do need your support. Email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll try to answer your question.
I will make a commitment to support you guys financially, Alan.
Great, Matt. Greatly appreciate it.
See you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Chuck is on the line, and he wants to finish his story from last week when his connection went dead. But I must take a little break here right now. I have to, because if I don't, Brian will be upset. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament. It's hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service, and guess what? The 2016 Challenge is underway right now. If you fish recreationally in Maryland, you can get in. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountain streams of Deep Creek Lake, including 67 at least, probably closer to 70 species of fish in five different categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. You know there's a youth division, too, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. All you have to do is catch a fish of a notable specified size in inches. You receive your official angler award certificate. You get an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network. I'm reading the prizes. I'm sorry. We don't know exactly what the prizes are. This is the script for 2015, and they haven't determined all those prizes for 16 yet. But yeah, I got a little overboard here reading the script because I'm just mindlessly reading it. So let's rewind. You catch fish of a notable specified size. You receive your official angler award certificate and invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a myriad of great prizes. There you go. Fish are biting everywhere. It's cold, but the fish are biting. They're getting ready for winter. They're feeding up right now, all over. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online, dnr.maryland.gov. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Corey Wells, gone this past week. Singer on that particular little ditty from the one, the only Three Dog Night. Well, the only Three Dog Night. Sorry to hear about his passing. Thank you, Brian. Chuck in Hempstead, Maryland. How are you? Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Pretty good. You?
Living the dream.
Yeah. Thank you for waiting.
So what's up?
Oh, no problem. And I'm sorry that this Fulton reception wasn't that good last weekend that I dropped you.
That's all right.
I had got better reception out in my blind, but I'm not going to call you when we're sitting out there waiting for something to come walking by.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I finally figured out how to silence my phone, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The other one was pretty easy. You'd put it down on silent and vibrate, and then it would say, turn on whatever, and you just hit the button. But this one is a little easier, and I didn't realize that I had that available. So I figured it out, and it's all good. So anyway. So it doesn't buzz or ring or do anything, but I can still see and text and take pictures and whatever I want to do quietly and silently. Both. Quietly and silently.
I don't have to listen for your text message.
No. No, my harmonica? No, you don't have to listen to that.
Well, I want to finish my little bit of my
please do.
Just to recap, I was up in Western Michigan for the physically challenged Bowhunters of America hunt, Western Michigan hunt. There was four hunters chosen for the hunt this year. One gentleman in the wheelchair had to cancel on Wednesday, but we were able to get a youth hunter to fill in for him. So the youth was coming up after school and hunting in the evenings with us.
Wow, cool.
And he'd never gotten a deer before. He suffers from cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
But he went in the blind. His guy took him out on his farm, and he got a little doe at dark on Friday, and they left it lay and recovered it Saturday morning. So mm-hmm. he was really tickled on Saturday at lunchtime.
I bet first deer.
Then it was the first deer, so he was really his smile on the pictures was amazing.
Yep.
I was lucky enough with 5 minutes left to shoot in the day. I got a doe myself Saturday night, and it was a mature doe and good sized doe.
Good, yeah. I saw from the pictures it was huge.
Right. So that was a pretty successful hunt. There's 400 and 50, and two of us both got deer. So
that's good. Yep.
That's good. I tell you what, seeing the deer in Michigan. It has made me a firm believer in APR, the antler point restrictions.
Really?
They are three on one side for Michigan.
Okay.
When they changed it a couple of years ago, you know, they had the normal controversy.
Brown and down, 3 inches above the 3 inches above the head or whatever it is, huh?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I never saw so many 8 and bigger in the dark as when we were driving in
the, sure.
it was amazing. And then on Saturday afternoon before the does came in, we had a buck about 60 yards behind the blind.
Right.
He was fighting something. We don't know what. It wasn't another deer, but he was making a heck of a clamor of noise. And he was a big eight. I wish he would have come around to the front side of the line.
What do you think he was fighting?
It could have been some of the little trees that
Oh, I see. Oh, he was thrashing the trees.
That or they managing the property has a lot of little trees that he puts those plastic sleeves around.
Uh-huh.
So it could have been that. We couldn't tell. We really couldn't tell.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Huh. And then the buck walked away, and we were watching where he was picking up the top of the blind, and where the buck walked coming from that direction, all of a sudden that bobcat popped out.
Wow.
We had the bobcat 50 yards from us, too.
Huh.
So we were watching, my guy was sort of watching the bobcat, and then the does decided to sneak in behind the bobcat being there. The does snuck into the feeder.
Pretty cool.
So it was a good hunt.
Yeah. Well, an experience, too. You got to see different stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I like about going other places. You get to see all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, and different, you know, tent blind, and then their permanent ground blinds. They call them shooting shacks.
Right.
So
that's cool.
My friend James, who's a member also, you know James.
Yeah.
He was in a different property, and he was up in the tree, and he had the same 8-point come into him 3 times in a row in three sits.
Right.
It kept coming in behind him. And he would never come around to where James would get a shot at.
They're cagey, aren't they?
Oh, boy.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So, but it's a good trip. Like all the PCBA hunts that I've been on.
It's
a great bunch of guys. It's the Western Maryland Wildlife Association. Western Michigan Wildlife Association put on the hunt for us.
Good guys. Well, see, that's some of the stuff that the coalition would like to do. You know, we get our funding straightened out and get guys to start supporting us where, you know, we're more than likely going to have to start charging for membership, something, you know, to get people feel like they've invested something, you know. And it's just, you make the appeal, and it's just very for the most part, disappointing that the individual hunters won't, you know, voluntarily step up and see the work that we're doing is worth
right.
it. And you know, Chuck, you've been involved in coming to test, you know, the testimonies. You've been to the rallies. You've been to the events. You've been to the, you know, you are involved. You are 10 times more involved than everybody else. And you've helped us selling tickets and that type of thing. I think you share my frustration at certain times.
Yeah.
But you know the work that we're doing is good and noble and right, and it is done for the right reasons. There's nobody here that has an ego that's trying to get stroked by doing something and patting themselves on the back. This is all for, you know, the general. This is for the lifestyle. This is for my grandson. That's
right.
What this is for. Okay.
That's why I'm involved too.
I know. Yeah. You know. I mean, you're involved for the right reasons, and you know, people like Fran are involved for the right reasons, and people like, well, there's others. But you know, we just this is a community. It's allegedly a tight knit hunting community, but boy, I'll tell you, we're fractured on a lot of stuff. So,
sure.
Hey, buddy, I gotta go.
Hey.
So I will let you go. And we'll talk to you soon.
And there's an envelope in the mail today.
Yep.
With the things I told you.
Yep. The deer hunting raffle that's on the website.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
See ya. Bye
bye.
Good morning, Dale.
Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We're down here in Sick of Deer World where you and your grandson come, man. They were whistling hard last night.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It was a beautiful night, and that cold weather, that really gets them pumped up. They're probably right in the heart of the rut right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and they were quiet the last couple of days when it got to about 70 degrees, but they cooled down last night, and they were talking everywhere.
Yeah, I love to hear that. One challenge in another, back and forth, and it's pretty cool to hear.
Yeah.
So you have a guest.
Yes, and she did well early in the week. So you want to talk to her?
Sure, I'd love to talk to her.
Okay, here she is.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Hey, Jana, how are you?
I'm great. How
good.
Are you?
You've had a wonderful hunt. You've done something that Maryland hunters just drool about doing, and that's you've taken a trophy sick of deer stag with your bow.
I'll tell you, and I didn't know what to expect. I've been really, really blessed and fortunate to hunt around the world. And
let me introduce you first, ladies and gentlemen.
You want me off speakerphone?
That would be a little better if you could handle that.
Yeah, hold on 1 minute.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to
much better.
We're talking to Jana Waller of tell us the name of your TV show.
It is called Skullbound.
Skullbound. I like it. And I like your website, skullboundtv.com.
Yeah, that's right.
And your artistry is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yep, I know a couple of artists who have been inspired.
Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh,
that's great.
Exactly. So, yes, indeed. But tell us a little bit about your hunt.
Well, I was blessed to be asked by Dale Gertz to come hunt his property here in Maryland.
Right.
And never hunted sick of deer before. Didn't even know that this was a hunt here in the U.S. You know, I've hunted outside the U.S. quite a bit.
Sure.
And to be able to, you know, chase this species that I've never even seen on the hoof before was so exciting. And, you know, I was not going to be picky one way or another. I never am. I'm not a trophy hunter,
right,
if you will. And we would have been excited just to be able to see them on the hoof, much less even take a hind.
Sure.
And on day two of the hunt, I don't know if I, you know, ate my lucky charms that morning, but I scored a beautiful, beautiful 6-point stag.
Yes, you did. And Jenna, let me tell you, I told Chuck the other day that you are knocking on the door of probably top 10 or better in Maryland with that stag.
I'm speechless.
It's a phenomenal deer. It's got the mass, it's got the width, it's got the tine length, it's got the fronts, it's got everything that you want in a perfect sick of deer, and you nailed it, Jana. And I hope you have it, are able to get it scored.
Yes, no, I definitely am. In fact, I'm having it full body mounted.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yeah, I haven't decided how, but I think maybe bedded.
That'd be
alert.
Beautiful.
But, yeah, we are definitely going to get it scored, and we have it all on video, which makes it all the more fun. And, yeah, I'll be really reliving that moment watching it over and over and over and over.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, right. I've been communicating with Jim. I sent him a couple of background articles that were written and published in our magazine that talks right. about what these animals eat and particularly their behavior during a rut. And, you know, I don't know if any of that will work into what you're doing with your sick of deer adventure, but Jim has them, and we're good to go on that. So
I'll definitely look into those, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the more you're out there with them and hear them and see them, and, you know, the more ghost-like they are, but to learn more about their habitats and how they survive this incredible, you know, state. The swamps are just amazing. Uh-huh. I mean, I've hunted in Africa, and that's the closest thing I can correlate to this kind of hunt with, you know, grasses that are 10 feet tall. And it's just been a crazy, amazing experience.
Yeah, 2-foot-high deer hiding in a 10-foot-tall bag of bed of phragmites. Exactly.
Yes. Definitely advantage Sitka, yeah.
Yeah, well, you are hunting on a primo property there. I've seen tremendous stags there. I actually bugled in one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. Well, the biggest stag I've ever seen in my life in the back of that property. And, bow hunting, and the deer only came to about 60 yards and wasn't able to take that shot. But I'll tell you,
yeah.
it was an awesome experience there. And I don't use that word very often, but, so.
Well, it's been, you know, and that was day two, and this is what, day six.
Yeah. You've got one to take with a muzzleloader now. Absolutely.
Right. It's still been challenging. You know, Jim is up, my cameraman producer, he's up right now after I took my stake, and it hasn't been, he hasn't had a shot. So it's really made me see how incredibly difficult and incredibly lucky I was.
Indeed. Yeah, you were blessed, that's for sure. So,
I was.
Well, listen, I know it's coming time to get in the woods or get in the marsh or get in the stand or wherever you're going to be today. And I know those stands are a little rickety and rough out there that you have to shoot out of, you know, and, you know, put together with duct tape and you know, a chewing gum. But you'll be okay.
We'll be fine. Well, I like a little adventure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thrown in with the challenge of a marsh ghost. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jana, thank you so much for calling us this morning. We appreciate it. Congratulations again, and I will be excited to hear how well your deer scores.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll definitely stay in touch.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day and a great hunt.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Jana Waller from Skullbound TV. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Well, if we've inspired you to go deer hunting this morning, let's take a look at some of the Browning firearms that you can take. There's an X-Bolt. That's an extremely accurate bolt-action high-powered rifle. Comes in all standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers. It has an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. But the deal of the day is the AB3, the A-Bolt 3. That's another high-powered rifle. It's a package deal. It comes with a 3-9 Redfield scope and comes in an ABS hard case, a combo, so to speak. It's a black synthetic firearm, but it is an A-Bolt from Browning, and it comes in all the standard calibers, 270, 30-06, 308, the 7mm mag, the 300 Win mag, and a couple of short mags, too. You might want to check that out. It's the best high-powered rifle value on the market today, bar none, and it's available at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, for those of you who are into waterfowl or upland hunting, the BPS pump, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, even a 12- and 20-gauge deer gun with a rifled barrel. Then there's the A5, what can I say? The Humpback, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on this planet and maybe several others. 100,000-round guarantee and 5-year guarantee. It's got that kinematic drive system that's brand new. It's available in camo and black synthetic models as well as a traditional blued steel and walnut. Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning, full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linux Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, there goes Willie, and here comes the banjos, and that means the end of the hour. We've got Ken and Woodbury on the line, and we've got Fran waiting in the wings. So when we come back, we'll talk to those two folks. Don't forget, next hour, you can get the muzzleloader contest. And if you're leaving us now, going in the woods, listen, good luck out there, guys, and we wish you much success. Do yourself a favor, though. Be safe. Wear your orange. You never know where the next guy is in the woods, so wear your orange. We don't want any hunting accidents. Wear your safety harness when you get in your tree stand. And, you know, just protect your own life, because there's people dependent on you to come back from the woods today. So get out, stay out, stay safe.